Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. We'd like to mention that our podcast, website, and YouTube channel are only possible through the support of wonderful people like you. Please help us out. For less than the cost of one cup of coffee, you can support our effort to help kids, adults, and even animals relax. Show us you like what we're doing with a monthly donation of $1, $2, or $5. Every little bit helps. Go to aweisland.com/donate and give the amount that's right for you. Thank you. Now on with relaxing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Cozy Corner Podcast. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Now, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you're breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels as you rest in sunlight. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving gently with the breeze. Think about and focus on your feet. The sunlight is shining on your toes. What do you feel? Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Does the grass tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the sun warm your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the grass support them. Your legs are warm and tingling, just like your feet. Feel the sunlight surround you, and then focus back on your legs. Now, focus on your tummy. How does it feel? Relax into the soft green grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The sun gently warms your belly as you lie in the grass. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the shoots of grass to grow between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently circle them as you rest your arms in the grass. Focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The sunlight will warm your shoulders gently. Think about your neck. Is it long and loose? Feel the sun surround your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort and relaxation as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Your head rests on a soft patch of grass. Now your whole body is bathed in sunlight. The cozy sunbeam wraps your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you relax in the grass. Continue to feel the sun's warmth, and let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Today at Cozy Corner Podcast, our story is, Where's My Blanket? Sunlight warmed the little girl's bed. A grayish-looking blanket, folded with love, was nestled up to a fluffy pillow. It would be a while before the little girl returned from her first day at camp, so Bliss Blanket had plenty of time to relax. Just as she settled in, the little girl's dad came into the room holding a laundry basket. He picked the little blanket up and said, "We should have just enough time to get you clean." The little blanket was usually with the little girl, whether she was sleeping or playing, so Bliss had gotten a bit dingy. She didn't even know what color she had once been. The blanket's lace edges had been worn off long ago. Now that the little girl was away, her dad decided it was time for her blanket to be washed. So Bliss rode along in the laundry basket, wondering what it would be like in the washing machine. She thought a bit about that. The clothes seemed to be okay after they went in. In fact, they all seemed happier and brighter. Although, the blanket remembered, occasionally a white sock or shirt had changed to pink as it returned from the washer and dryer. Bliss wondered, would she become cleaner and brighter? Or would she turn pink? Would the little girl know where to find her? How would the little blanket get back? She had so many questions. Bliss took a deep dragon breath in and out. To calm her thoughts, the blanket took another dragon breath, relaxing into the basket. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The blanket knew everything would be fine. Another blanket was tossed into the basket. Bliss asked, "Do you know what it's like in the washing machine?" "It's pretty relaxing," the other blanket replied. "You'll see, there's nothing to worry about." The dad set the basket down in front of the dryer. Bliss watched the clothes inside as they tumbled around, wondering how it felt. It did look like fun. After the clothes finished their ride and were removed, the dad lifted and tipped the basket. Bliss and the other blanket tumbled into the washer and the door closed. There was a series of beeps, and then the floor of the washer started to move. It rolled one way and then the other, and Bliss rolled with it. Water smoothly flowed in as the blankets tumbled around in the washer. Bliss was having fun. The blanket enjoyed moving with the machine. Then the soap dripped in. The water filled with bubbles. The tiny bubbles tickled the blankets. Bliss giggled, enjoying the sensation. She swished about in the water and bubbles. Then the water slowly disappeared, but the little blanket was still covered with bubbles. She wondered what would happen now. More water began to pour in, and Bliss began to rock and tumble again. The bubbles were slowly rinsed off as the blanket swished around in the water. Bliss enjoyed the feeling of rocking and swishing. It was so relaxing. Before long, all the bubbles were gone, and the water drained out again. The blanket felt clean and a bit wet. She knew the dryer was next and wondered how that would feel. Bliss and the other blanket were pulled out of the washing machine and gently tossed into the dryer. The door closed and the blankets began tumbling again. She relaxed as she tumbled around and around in the cozy, warm dryer. The tumbling began to slow, and Bliss heard a beep as the dryer stopped. It was done. She was clean. The little girl's dad pulled Bliss and the other blanket out and into the laundry basket again. The little blanket looked at herself now that she was out in the light. The dingy grayish blanket was now green, a beautiful light green to match the tropical frog in the little girl's room. Bliss was very happy to be fluffy and bright again. But she wondered, would the little girl recognize her? The little girl's dad folded Bliss tenderly and then set her next to the pillow. Soon, the little girl came home and climbed the stairs to her room. She saw her light green blanket, picked Bliss up and gave her a great big hug. "You're so clean and fluffy," she said, dancing with the little blanket. The little girl set her blanket next to the pillow again and went downstairs to hug her dad. The little blanket smiled. Yes, the little girl recognized her. Now it was time for a little nap. Bliss lay stretched across the bed next to the fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm. She wished everyone happiness and peace as the blanket thought of all she had to be grateful for. The little blanket was grateful to be clean again. She was happy the washer and dryer had been fun and relaxing. Most of all, Bliss was thankful the little girl still recognized her. The little blanket squeezed herself tight and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Bliss took another dragon breath, melting into the soft, cozy bed. In and out. And smiled. Then, One more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and the little blanket fell asleep, still feeling the gentle rock and tumble of the washing machine. Thank you for enjoying Cozy Corner Podcast. See you next time.